Objective: this study aimed to examine whether self-esteem mediates the relationship between peer victimization and social withdrawal in adolescence. Methods and materials: a descriptive correlational research design was employed involving a sample of 329 Indonesian adolescents aged 12, 18 years, selected using the Krejci and Morgan sample size determination table. Participants completed standardized self-report instruments. The revised peer experiences questionnaire to assess peer victimization, the Rosenberg self-esteem scale for self-esteem, and the withdrawn depressed subscale of the child behavior checklist to measure social withdrawal. Data were analyzed using SPSS-27 for descriptive statistics and Pearson correlation, while structural equation modeling was conducted using AMOS-21 to test direct, indirect, and total effects among variables. Model fit indices were computed to assess structural validity. Findings: descriptive analyses indicated moderate levels of peer victimization, self-esteem, and social withdrawal. Pearson correlations showed significant associations among all variables. Peer victimization was negatively correlated with self-esteem and positively with social withdrawal, while self-esteem was negatively associated with social withdrawal. The SEM results supported a partial mediation model with good fit indices. Self-esteem significantly mediated the effect of peer victimization on social withdrawal, indicating that low self-esteem partially explains the link between victimization and withdrawal behavior. Conclusion: this study highlights the critical mediating role of self-esteem in the association between peer victimization and social withdrawal among adolescents. Interventions aimed at strengthening self-esteem may serve as effective buffers to reduce withdrawal behaviors in victimized youth.